Wonderful. Well, good afternoon, everybody. Happy December 17th. We're so close to the Christmas day and yet still far enough to be working still. So, I wanted to welcome everyone to our electronic Olean Walker Housing Loan Fund board meeting. Again, today is December 17th, 2025. And we have an agenda item here today. And so with that, I'm going to turn to our agenda and go to public comment. Do we have anyone online who wishes to make public comment at this time?
I have no hands, Beth.
Oh, great. Thank you. Okay, so the next item on our agenda is the action item. And this item number one is approval of conveyance of parcel for The Point at Fair Park, Phase One. This is a requesting subdivision of land parcel, 94 units. Dan is going to go into that, but before he does, I just wanted to articulate that this is a rather long and somewhat wonky motion. So I will state it and then we will do a roll call vote. So with that, I will turn it over to Dan.
Thank you, Beth. And I'm going to apologize to everyone ahead of time. I've been the throes of a man cold. And so if you see me mute and go into a coughing fit, I apologize. Okay, so on here, so the reason for this meeting was just we had the Point at Fair Park Phase One was originally approved in the July 2nd, 2024 Olean Walker board meeting. And included in that approval was a parcel that includes space and then also a parking lot that the developer intends to use for the construction of the Point at Fair Park Phase Three apartments. The developer has received a LIHTC award for Phase Three, and the reason for the urgency behind this meeting was because they need to close on that prior to the end of the year, else let's risk losing that. And there's not any Olean Walker funding in Phase Three for that project. And so what the developer is requesting on here, and here's kind of a graphic of it. So the highlighted area in red for that is the developers requesting just a conveyance of the ownership of the entire property, because originally it was from or it was awarded to the Point at Fair Park LLC. So what they want the entire property to be conveyed to Friends of Switch Point Incorporated, and then Friends of Switch Point Incorporated wants to lease the existing facility portion of the property back to the Point at Fair Park LLC, and then also they want to lease the Fair Park Phase Three portion of the property to Fair Park Phase Three LLC. And attached on here it shows the legal descriptions for that as well. So that's reflective of what of the information that was provided by the developer for that. And so then the staff's recommendation would be to approve subject to the following conditions. So first, that there's a successful completion of the environmental review, either using the existing environmental review record or a completion of a new review if it's determined to be necessary by either Olean Walker or HUD. And then, of course, approval of the request by HUD. And we have been in contact with them on this. And then also that the original loan and contract terms for the Point at Fair Park, meaning the existing facility portion for phase one, remain unchanged, except as is necessary to effect the changes in ownership.
And Dan, really quick, I know you said you've been in touch with HUD. Did they? And I apologize. I've been following the emails, but I did not get. I've been in a super long board meeting earlier today, and so could you maybe just articulate where exactly that is at, if you have any updated information?
Yeah, so the only concerns or question that HUD had on this transfer, again, was primarily around the original loan terms, the home assisted units, age restrictions, and they were satisfied with the responses on that. They did bring up the point that a supplementary environmental review record may need to be performed, but as long as that is successful and is approved, then they have no objections to this.
Thank you. Board, does anybody have any questions for Dan or anyone else on staff?
This is Mike Glenn. I have a question. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, go ahead.
So Dan, with the change here and now the lease being set up with the Point at Fair Park, does that change any of our financials at all? That
No.
coverage ratio or anything?
No, so it should, it obviously changes the ownership. of the project. I mean, fundamentally, it's still with Friends at Switchpoint, but when you're looking at the entity itself that it's assigned to, that's that plus the conveyance of the parcel out is the only thing that impacts what was originally approved by the board. Everything else remains the same.
Thank you.
And then we also do have Jeff Quayle and I think David Broadbent online as well, if there are questions for them.
Oh, yes. Did they want to make a comment? Do they need to make a comment? I'd happy to turn it over to the either of the developers.
And let's get them so they can speak.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, Jeff, we can hear you.
Hi there. No comment needed to date, unless there's questions that your board has for us. Dan did a nice job of explaining.
Thank you. Any other questions for the developers or any other questions for Dan?
So what this is Tyler Jensen. Is there what's the reasoning behind doing it as a lease rather than subdividing it off and developing it that way?
So we're using Richmond Capital as a syndicator for this, and American Express is the tax credit investor. Early days of our discussions on this, since we had very little, since we have no outstanding debt on this once it's done, we have no perm loan on this. It was decided by Terry Gentry and Alok at Richmond that a ground lease was the best way to go about it. And the least problematic as far as time concerns with actually doing a parceling of the property.
Tyler, do you have any other questions, or does that help answer your question?
No, that helps. I mean, sometimes timing, and it sounds like that's an element of it, and there are
Yeah,
probably some other
it's a it's,
advantages.
yeah, Tyler, it was kind of a combination of the two. But there were some advantages to the project itself by doing the lease as opposed to parceling and then selling it to the project.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I am not seeing any other questions from the board. So what I will do is I will go ahead and read the and this has been approved by legal, just so that you know that I that we didn't just have this random. This is a rather specific, although wonky motion. So I'm going to go ahead and read it, and then I would like to have a board member make basically, if you agree with this, to make a motion that you agree, and then we can go from there. Sorry, that was a very wonky explanation for what I'm doing. Okay. I'd like to entertain a motion to approve the request submitted by the applicant, Friends of Switchpoint Incorporated, as recommended by staff, by authorizing and consenting to the following. One, the conveyance of ownership of the entire property from The Point at Fair Park LLC to Friends of Switchpoint Incorporated. Two, Friends of Switchpoint Incorporated as lessor, leasing A, the existing facility portion of the property to The Point at Fair Park LLC, and B, the new Fair Park Phase 3 portion of the property to Fair Park Phase 3 LLC, as such properties are described in the survey and legal descriptions provided by the applicant. Three, the Fair Park Phase 3 portion of the property be released from the existing Olene Walker Housing Loan Fund trust deed by reconveying that portion of the property. With approval subject to the following conditions. One, successful completion of environmental review using the existing environmental review record or completion of a new review if determined to be necessary by Olene Walker Housing Loan Fund and HUD. Two, approval of the request by HUD. And three, the original loan and contract terms for The Point at Fair Park existing facility portion remain unchanged except as necessary to effect the changes in ownership.
I move to adopt that proposed motion.
Thanks, Stephen. Do I have a second?
Second, Tyler Jensen.
Thank you. So we have a motion from Stephen, seconded by Tyler. And with that, we will ask staff to do a roll call vote, please.
Chairwoman Holbrook?
Aye.
Board Member Myers?
Aye.
Board Member Paul?
Yes.
Board Member Glenn?
Yes.
Board Member Bond?
Yes.
Board Member Jensen?
Yes.
Representative Monson?
Yes.
That motion has passed with Board Member Wheeler recused.
Great. Thank you so much, everyone. And thank you for taking the time out today. I really appreciate it. One other thing on the item on the agenda. Next quarterly board meeting, February 12th of 2026. And with that, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
May I ask a question first?
Oh, yes, please. Go ahead.
David Broadbent here. Would that motion include releasing this portion to be released from the trust deed from the deed restriction that was put in place? I'd point out that the deed restriction is satisfied with, you know, completely with what's happened already on phase one. That will continue. But phase three will have its own deed restrictions required by UHC. I just wouldn't want to have kind of confusion there.
So that's correct. Is what we'll do is we'll release the deed for the existing parcel. We'll take the new legal description, put a new deed restriction just for phase one that's on there. So then that way phase three is unencumbered by phase one or anything that's related to Link Walker.
Thank you.
Thank you for the question. All right.
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Representative. Do I have a second?
I'll second. This is Mike Glenn, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, everyone.
Thank you, Mike. And thank you to everybody. Merry Christmas to you all, and we will see you next year. We are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
We'll see you. Bye, everybody.